What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. I'm really excited because Ashley says she has a bunch of I Don't Get It.
Oh my God, good, because all I have normally on my fucking list is a grocery list from CVS.
Well, you also have a new computer.
Continue on.
You also have a new computer, Lauren, so maybe we should start there.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, because Lauren just made her first big purchase. I think it's your biggest. Is it your biggest purchase?
No.
What's
how old are you now, Lauren?
Life?
Lauren, how old are you now?
I'm 33, newly, freshly 33.
Imagine buying your first laptop yourself.
I would get a laptop for Christmas like every 7 years. Like it was just a Christmas gift, a Christmas gift, a Christmas gift, which is very kind. I'm very blessed.
No,
and
that
I got
makes
my
sense.
First laptop at, I think I was in seventh or eighth grade. And then every time it was just Christmas. And this was the only time my computer actually failed on me and just completely died before the Christmas season. So I bought it. And I went into the Mac store and I gotta admit, I took an Ativan before, not because I was nervous, because I was coming from the injector. So
coming from the injector?
I know. Wait, what is the injector? Like
her face injector.
Your face injector. Your
fucking... Oh, I didn't know you guys called it the injector.
The injector.
What would you call her?
I just say, like, my witch. I call Zara my witch.
Thing to call your injector.
Just my witch. Yeah, like that, I would totally know it ever
for her. Yeah. Whoa, am I sensing some sassiness from Ashley Iaconetti?
I like it.
I like seeing that side of you. I feel like I never get to see that. Ashley was
she can
kind
give
of,
it to you more she's if kind you want. Making, she gives it to us all the time.
She's kind of roasting me right now.
So no, funny.
I mean, I like the term witch better than injector, but it makes a little bit less sense to your average person.
I just never knew you guys called it the injector. Anyway, so you're at the Apple store.
I'm at the Apple store, and just like I'm just saying, having a little bit of Ativan in you makes it a little bit easier to hand your credit card over. But
that's so true.
What's funny is I did pay more on the injector than I did for my fucking laptop. So
wait, can we dive into really quick before we get into your I Don't Get It dash?
That was the priciest day of your life.
It was.
I know how much you spent at the injector.
You know what? And Rocket Money is keeping me accountable.
Insert ad here.
Insert ad here.
Anyways, do you know what's so funny? We should probably, I don't know how to like articulate this because it's really early on the West Coast on a Monday right now, but what I want to dive into is like how we're so willing to spend absorbent amounts of money on certain things. But then when it comes to something else, we're like, no way. I would never spend even $5 on that. But it's like you just spent over $3,000 injecting your face.
That's what I told Lauren. I was like, Lauren, I'm like so stressed that this is a habit that she and I are going to want to keep for life. So it's like in our Rocket Money, like money management, we're
are you talking about the injector, Ashley?
Yes.
Well, it's not a habit. Well, it's funny because Brian,
it's upkeep, and it's obviously a luxury. It's like a lifestyle luxury.
It's a lifestyle luxury, but Brian, my makeup artist, always says now, he's always like, aging is an option now.
It really,
it is, and I don't think any three of us are going to be okay with like the gray hair and any of it. You know,
It's so funny because I was hanging out with a bunch of guy friends this weekend, and they were talking about how they love when girls don't have makeup on and like when girls look all natural. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, you think that?
It's like, yeah, I would love to see a Giselle walking down the street with no makeup on for sure. You know.
You know,
that's what they're thinking of.
No, men do have a point. I'm going to start wearing less makeup this fall, I think.
Makeup is fine, but like no makeup, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm glad that I have a husband who like likes me with makeup and like says, and like he appreciates the effort and like whatever. He doesn't lie to himself.
Yeah.
That's why. So, I appreciate
it's
his
so
lie to
funny.
Himself.
I love that you say that because I actually would love a guy that would love me with makeup on because I love makeup.
Because you feel hotter with makeup on, right?
I feel hotter with makeup. Yeah. But I will say, after reading Alison Armstrong's book, and she was on our podcast, if you guys want to listen to that episode of The Queen's Code, she was saying that, like, when you put makeup on, it does, like, to men, essentially mask your, like, feminine glow. Yeah. And it is true. It's like you're getting rid of that, and men love that.
Yeah. No,
man doesn't love it.
That's okay. Dad doesn't love that either.
I know. I definitely don't present myself as confidently and, like, as beautiful when I have makeup on. I, like, have more an allure. Like, I exude that in more ways than just, like, my face looking a certain way.
It's funny you say that because I think you probably, like, in a way, like, we feel more confident, right, when we have makeup on. We feel, like, sexier. Yeah. But I think it is sexy, you know, like, when you're in, like, a Jets hoodie and you have no makeup on and you're, like, fresh-faced, having coffee on the couch. Like, I think men also love that look, too.
Oh, yeah. But I think some girls can look so hot doing that, and I'm not one of those girls, which is unfortunate.
I don't think I am either. Yeah.
Lauren,
I don't know.
You think I am? I think this is really sad. I don't think I am ugly by any means. I love myself. But, like, looking at myself now, like, I never put makeup on for the podcast. And then when I watch our videos, like the Patreon videos, I look meh. Like, I just feel like I look better with makeup on.
Yeah, I feel that too. 100%.
But, like, also, I know that when I don't put makeup on at the time that I want to do it, then it's, like, doesn't feel good. Because, you know,
but you both
are
so lucky because I feel like your brows do have to work. Like, it's almost like if I wore no makeup but did my brows and, like, maybe a little teeny concealer here that no one would notice, I could probably get away.
That's
maybe
so true.
Feeling a little better. It's my brows, really, I think, that, like...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you also have, like, huge eyes, you know, and, like, huge lips. So, like, you don't have to emphasize those.
Oh. What?
Oh. Yeah. You know what's funny? This week,
someone asked me if I got my lips done recently. I was like,
oh, yeah, of course they did. She's like, no, I don't.
It's like the one thing
that
hasn't been touched on your face. That,
but you know what's so annoying is, like, exactly, Lauren. I was like, no, and that looks fake. That's fucking annoying.
I know.
Like, no, that's what annoys me when people say, like, actually, you definitely got a nose job. I'm like, if you guys think that I, who admit to everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you that I got a nose job if I did. Like, no, I did not. And this is all natural. I'm very proud of it. Look at my kid's nose.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Look at the evidence. Just zoom in a Dawson's face.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, also nerve. Just, I got to say, so, you know how Jared loves makeup? This weekend at
Is that the name of this episode?
Yeah. Jared loves makeup. Yeah. This weekend at Dating Caitlin's wedding, I was, like, bored of doing my, like, everyday eye makeup. So I was like, I'm going to just jazz it up and put a little bit more liner on specifically. Put it in the waterline.
Oh, we
so
love
I put
a
the black rim in the waterline and everybody's like, oh my God, your makeup looks so good. It's like, yeah, it's because I, like, switched it up. You know, if I did it every day, it wouldn't look cool.
Wait, Ash, what did you do? I put
the black in the waterline.
Oh, yeah. That's so 90s 2000.
It's just so funny. The circular movement of waterline eyeliner is crazy. Like, it was so cool and then so disgusting and then so beautiful.
So,
like,
now it's back. Is that back,
back
in now?
Yes, it's so back in.
Let me just say that I put it in the waterline because I was like, Jared, like, loves, like, the quote slut girl makeup of the early 2000s. Yeah. Like, all, like, he imagined himself was, like, with a girl that had, like, waterline eye makeup and nothing else. So then I, like, walk back into our room from the bathroom and I, like, stare at him waiting for him to go, you look pretty. But he didn't until, like, 5 minutes later. But I was like, Does he notice the waterline?
So he really, so Jared loves the waterline.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that.
Okay,
I was
going to say
that I don't, Brian always puts he smudges right under the waterline.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know where your lash comes out?
Yeah.
That looks black, but my actual waterline isn't black. Mm-hmm. But do I need to make my whole waterline black now?
I don't know. I feel like your eyes look so good when they're, like, the 70s wide eyes, kind of.
But you know what's funny is my eyes are hazel, but, like, brown mainly, but, like,
hazel brown
sometimes. And I bet you if I did do the black underline,
so
it would probably pop more.
It would.
I think you should try, because then you're, like,
I'm
very
try. I'm going to do that. Yeah, all
I think,
October.
I think you'd look good. I think
every
look
time
good
I
that.
Put it in the waterline, Ash is like, "Your eyes are green. Holy fuck, your eyes are so green." So
I love it.
I just never do it because it makes my eyes smaller.
It does. It does.
Yeah, that's the downside, obviously. Do you know, you need to have really white eyes. You need to use your Lumify.
You need to use your Lumify Upneek. Now that we're on the topic of beauty, did I tell you guys that I this weekend am seeing Hailey Bieber's nail artist?
Oh, fuck, cool. Yeah.
Did I tell you that? She's going to be my new nail lady if all goes well.
Oh, my God, but what about our boy that does a very good job?
The filing, we broke up.
No.
Yeah, we had a breakup.
Did you tell him you broke up with him or you're just not going back?
No, I didn't have a good experience at the nail salon. Has this ever, did we even talk about this or did I dream it?
No.
You guys ever had an experience where it's like, I wanted these like silver tips, but they put the wrong, you know, when you've gotten a color and then you're like the same color we did.
Yeah.
And then they just pick a different one because they're out, but then they don't tell
them
you.
Or remember 2 weeks later what exact color they used.
Chrome isn't, it's like, it's chrome.
I think there's a couple different versions of them because I remember I went to get chrome like a couple times in a row and it was like there's a greeny chrome.
Yeah, there was a goldy
chrome,
one. So it was like wrong. But have you ever had an experience where you go to a nail salon and they don't tell you they're out of the color you want? So then they just pick the closest thing and I'm like, why?
Oh, well, they should disclose that before. They should tell you before. That's like if I just picked a toner and it was like,
exactly.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have it.
Exactly. So it was a whole thing. But I also just want to step up my nail game in general. And you know how like Haley's nails just always are so cool.
They're so good. Her hands are so pretty, honestly.
Her hands are so
pretty. She has the longest, spideriest fingers. It's so awesome.
The longest, spidery fingers. Anyway, so Lauren, I'm thinking of doing these like strawberry, like, you know what an actual strawberry looks like?
No, she doesn't.
I do. I do know.
Sassy as fuck today. I fucking love this version of you. Please
she should keep it up.
Yeah, Ashley, keep going.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's like the fucking, like the red and then the little yellow dots. Like, yes, whatever. Yes, yes. I'm done talking.
I don't think they're yellow, Naz. They're brown seeds.
No, they're yellow.
What?
Are they not?
I think there's like a little speck maybe of yellow. It's brown with a little speck of yellow.
The seeds in a strawberry, are they brown or are they yellow? Andrea,
I've never seen yellow parts of a strawberry. Like, if anything, they're black seeds.
Strawberry seeds.
Ashley.
They are. Aren't they yellow?
They're not black.
They're strawberry brown.
Seeds? Are we all talking? Hold on. The little dots on the outside of
you
a
guys,
strawberry?
They literally look yellow in this one photo.
Yeah, they're yellow.
Yeah, they're
since
fucking
when
yellow,
are they
Ashley.
Yellow.
Since for
they're
always.
Like greeny yellow.
Since Adam and Eve, they've been yellow.
Okay, hold on. Yellow.
Yes, exactly.
Strawberry. And like the fact that it's roasted you for not knowing what a strawberry looks like.
That's a disgusting picture. I'm editing
That's
it out of the
Patreon.
That's what
you get for being sassy today.
Holy
anyway,
mother
so the
goodness.
Nail,
this
something
is nuts.
Getting a nail. Like that, Lauren, which I really want, but then I'm like, it's not summer anymore.
It's
fall.
Not gonna, it may not work with a lot of
but
things.
It looks so cool. So should I do like a fall? Like, should I just be brown? I think I'm gonna start wearing brown lipstick, under eye eyeliner, and just have
and brown
like dark
nails.
But is that also so on
oh
the
Oh my
nose?
Gosh, I cannot believe how
no,
they're
I would
so
do
yellow.
The dark.
All right, moving,
say,
but moving on from colors in general.
But these strawberry seeds are trypophobia fucking nightmare.
Not really. Strawberry seeds aren't as much of a nightmare as like lots of
but
other
fruits.
But if
you prick out all the strawberry seeds and the holes are just left.
Ew. Let's do that when we're in Rhode Island. Guys, everyone listening, we're finally going to be together.
What I do want to do when we are together is maybe learn like the larger than life dance together.
No.
No.
Yes, Lauren. I've always wanted to do that.
You guys can do that because
Lauren,
do not like learning choreography. Don't like standing
Ashley,
either.
Why? You're such a
I
fun
don't
sucker.
Like learning choreography like
I was watching
whatsoever.
So many
Ashley, I'm not good
Dawson.
At it.
I need to learn. It's too cool to not try.
It's not Ashley, that. It's just not
Lauren,
that
we need
I don't,
to have
it
in
I'm
our
not
arsenal.
Good, it's not that I'm not good. It's the fact that like I don't like I'm so bad. Like, I don't enjoy it.
No,
like my
same,
head
but
does
let's...
not connect to my body. Like when we did it, when we danced on like the first look show. And we were on stage at Michael Jackson, and they're like, "You guys are going to learn the Michael Jackson dance." I was like, "Why did you do this to me?" I was like, "I want to sing. We can sing and like float around. Like, I want to like float."
Okay, can we videotape us learning it? It would be so... I am just as bad as you. I'm not kidding. Also, or I'm adding to the list. Or no, not to our list, but I decided yesterday that I don't know the words to Celine's... Why can't I think of the name now?
It's
all coming back to me now. And I realized I was
Why did I know that was the song you were going to say,
though? Because you're my sister. I was realizing the other night, I was like, every time that I am waiting in line to get on a plane or like in the bathroom sitting on a toilet, I need to dedicate that time to learning every single word to that song because I love that song. But I'm always like, nah, 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 and I only know some words. And I'm like, I need to fucking learn all the words to this song.
What I like to do when I need to learn a song really quickly, you know, just under the pressure some fucking reason.
Yeah. Why would you quickly need to learn the words?
I don't know. Like, if I'm going to a concert or something and I need to not look like a fucking idiot. Like, I did this with Jonas Brothers before I went to Jonas Brothers. On iTunes, because I'm not Spotify. I don't know if they do this on Spotify or not. But you can listen to the song, the lyrics come up, and it's like a karaoke thing.
Yes. The on the bottom, lyrics on Spotify. That's fun.
I didn't know that
So
either.
Then you can just listen and then you'll get it down if you're a visual learner.
Do you guys know the words of the song?
Those nights of endless pleasure. There's more than all your lousy lies.
Yeah, no, a lousy love. It was more than all your lousy loves.
Baby. You're going to be fine.
Okay, I'm going to do this on the plane. Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. Honestly, perfect timing because it has been so gloomy in LA. I feel like fall is here. Starbucks is serving pumpkin spice. And it is just time to convert to that fall wardrobe, my friends. It's like the best excuse to just buy new clothes in muted tones. And there's no better place to go than Jenny Kane, which is a California brand through and through. Their staples literally make getting dressed so much easier because you can mix and match almost all of their pieces. Think like very minimalist, effortless, very refined. You will look expensive. You'll look elegant. They have luxurious cashmere. They have so many beautiful accessories, not to mention they have incredible home essentials too. They are literally here to help you live your best season yet. And for a limited time, our listeners are actually going to get 15% off their first order. All you have to do is go to jennykane.com. Use our code GETIT15 to get 15% off. But what do you guys love about Jenny Kane?
Well, I kind of like keep some of my fall wardrobe in the basement, except for I don't keep the Jenny Kane sweaters because they are like my perfect things to put over skimpy things during the summer. And, you know, when you go to a restaurant, it's kind of cold. Or
yeah,
when it gets
they're like
on
perfect
the coast.
Third pieces. Yeah. Yes, like the best third piece.
Yeah. And then I just, of course, brought it to Dean and Kaylin's wedding where I... Where their overall weekend theme was mountain chic. So, how do you not wear your Jenny Kane sweater?
100%.
Exactly.
I think it's a cashmere cocoon that I wear all the time. I literally threw it on this morning and I was like, this hangs on my body perfectly. It hangs like another, It hangs like no other. And it's so, so cozy.
Jenny Kane, literally, they have like that never want to take it off quality. Yeah. Like every piece of clothing, you're just like, I want to live in this.
I literally go to sleep in it. Anyway, so yeah, guys, reiterating again, get 15% off when you go to jennykane.com and use the promo code GETIT15.
You can find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners, again, will get 15% off your first order when you use the code GETIT15 at checkout. That is 15% off your first order, JennyKane.com. Promo code GETIT15. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Okay, so I do have a long list of I don't get it, but I'm going to start with the lamest one. And I know why Naz is going to say she hates it. But I want to know kind of why Lauren hates it. Why do we, in general, just not us, like the world, why do we hate traffic so much?
Wait, I'm going to say I hate traffic?
What? Wait a second. In a turn of events, Naz doesn't even hate traffic?
First of all, I love when you're like, Naz is going to do that. I am a redefined human every couple months. So I don't think... traffic does not bother me.
Really?
It does not bother me. I don't get upset.
You don't get angsty? Nothing?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Not anymore.
Interesting.
And I drive to the west side all the time now.
I thought Naz was going to say that traffic bothers her because it's wasting her time. And like Naz is very precious about her time.
No, I actually get so much done because I'll listen to a podcast or get calls done or talk to like my parents in the car.
Oh, that's because you like to talk to, you like, you're a phone talker in the car.
I am a phone talker, so yes.
Yeah.
If you're not a phone talker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, why do you, what were you going to say about Lauren?
Lauren, why do you hate traffic? I thought this was a general thing, like a general consensus. Well,
Lauren,
that everybody
Lauren's impatient. She wants to get everywhere as soon as she can.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Lauren likes speed.
Yeah, I like speed, especially in the car.
Speed mode.
I usually feel like if I'm thinking about traffic, I have to pee or something, or I have to take a shit, and that's probably the most annoying part about it. Yeah,
having
no,
to pee
I don't
when you're
know,
driving
moving,
is the worst.
I don't know.
Why is it anxiety inducing to not be moving in the car?
Because you're trapped. If you're absolutely trapped, you can't do anything. You can't
that's
go
a
anywhere.
Great question, Ashley. Honestly, that's a great question because it's not like I don't not get anxiety. I also want to get to where I'm going.
Can
like
you
at the time I think I'm getting there.
People were stuck in traffic for so long before cell phones. Us, we're stuck. Put on a podcast, listen to something.
Yeah.
Text someone.
They
call
just
someone.
Have their radio.
They just sat there. And
they also
waited.
Didn't know how long
and
it was going to last.
They couldn't tell people they're going to be late.
But they didn't have any.
They didn't see the red line to see how long it was
no.
going to be.
Oh God, wow. So much.
Wow, that's
we
like beautiful
so...
presence there. That's like practicing a lot.
Wow. Okay, so I figured that like, well, I get more anxious. Obviously now with Dawson in the back of the car, because if we're not moving, then he gets annoyed.
Yeah.
Mm. And so that is definitely my new anxiety with traffic. Yeah. And then before, I guess maybe I am also a baby and a toddler because I can spend hours in the car happily while moving. But if I'm not moving, I'm angsty.
Well, because you're getting to the place you need
but
to
I
go.
I don't even care about getting to the place where I need to go sometimes.
But I think
course,
it's because
like,
we think we're wasting life and time in the car. Is that
maybe.
What it is? Is that the core
know.
Fear
I don't
is?
Even think that's what it is. Because sometimes if you have to be somewhere promptly and you're in traffic, also obviously anxiety inducing. But if I'm just like, oh, I would like to get, let's just pretend we're going to like Target or the grocery store. Not that I normally have
traffic
on the way there.
Yeah.
But, like, if I were, I'd be like, I'd still be angsty sitting in there for some reason, even though there's no real timeline in which I need to get there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's just, I know, I was just thinking.
Yeah, no, it's the lack of motion.
It's the lack of motion for me is really what I think it comes down to. I just like to be moving, too.
You like locomotion.
Why does that sound sexual to me now?
I've always wanted locomotion. To use that word in a sentence, and today was the day.
Well, Nash, you're going to be being on a locomotive apparently for your first time on the way to Rhode Island.
Oh my God, I know. I think
Wait,
I've been
you
on...
have never been on a train before?
No, I've been on a train.
Okay, okay, yeah. So then why is this so
I've been to
like
Europe.
Okay.
But I've never taken the train from New York. I'm taking the train from New York to Rhode Island.
You've never been on Amtrak?
And so I haven't like Florida, not in years.
Oh, okay.
Why would I do that in California or...
That's what I said. I was like, there's no train. No one uses trains.
Unless I went to San Diego.
Yeah.
I just didn't know which one to take. And there's so many different kinds that I wanted to ask you because I didn't want to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Locomotion is a movement or the ability to move from one place to another, just so everyone knows.
That's not even train oriented.
It's not even train oriented.
With trains.
I don't know, but literally, I think because of the dance by Kylie Minogue, like do the locomotion.
Oh.
But that's why I love that word because it's just the ability to move from one place to another. So
do the locomotion is definitely before
not just
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Oh, did someone else sing that?
I think it was from 1960s or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Everybody. Okay. Oh, yeah. It's a 1962 pop song written by Jerry and Carole King wrote Locomotion.
Very good.
What?
I'm good with dates.
Wow, you are. It was originally written for Dee Dee Sharp, but she turned the song down. Who does that?
Big fumble.
Lots of people fumble when it comes to taking roles and taking songs and all that.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down my list in order of, I think, like... good conversation topics.
I can't wait for the last one to see how bad it is.
Wow, Lauren.
You're so mean.
You're so rude. Just because you are the queen at coming up with I don't get it. I thought about this yesterday when I was sitting on the toilet at the airport. And you know how the automatic flush, you think the automatic flush is a great idea that you don't have to touch anything. But then at the same time, guess what? I'm not touching anything because my mom taught me as a toddler, basically, that you flush the public toilets with your foot. And they're like so sturdy that of course you're going to do it with your foot because if you put your hand on it, that's like,
Ew.
Like,
ew.
Wait, that's gross. Also,
does anyone actually use their hand to flush that?
That's disgusting.
No. Okay, no. Just wanted to make sure that like everybody is taught this.
Oh my God, Andrea? Ashley, can you create a poll on your Instagram and find that out?
Absolutely not. Am I touching anything in a public restroom?
It's like damp too. Or you just can see it's damp.
You get like paper, like that like toilet seat cover, and like you put it in your hand, and then if I'm really desperate.
But why wouldn't you just use your foot? You'd always use your foot.
I'm mostly using my foot. I'm just saying.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so I was like, the automatic flush, like, we don't really need that. And we especially don't need it. You know why? Because it's like a fucking bidet, where it, like, splashes your cha-cha on your butthole when you're not expecting it. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you for the poop water from other people's asses that just came up into my cha-cha.
Ew.
It is so disgusting because you're just squatting, like, finishing your stream, and then all of a sudden,
yeah,
and it's so annoying.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Do you guys
also
gross
feel
out
like
by
the
that?
Timing? I do, and I feel like the timing sometimes at some airports in some toilets just is incorrect. It's like in the middle of my peeing. It's like
exactly. What did I do? I didn't move.
I'm not done yet.
Yeah,
I'm now scared of public toilet paper rolls.
Maybe the toilets have as much anxiety as we do in traffic.
Just get off.
And the
just
toilets
get
are
out
like,
of here.
I need get out of here, lady. I'm done.
I need my honey.
Cleaner, get it out. You're next. Yeah.
Yes. That is so funny.
Give me your pee-pee. If you guys haven't seen Look Who's Talking To, when the toilet talks, because what's it? Mikey's trying to toilet potty train. You have to go back and watch it.
He has the blue water. Get that out, Pepe.
With a big mustache. Oh, my God. Naz, did you not watch? Remember when I got pregnant before I was sick? And it was like, oh, my God, guys, let's watch Look Who's Talking. We watch Look Who's Talking, and you watch it for the first time?
I saw it with you guys?
Yes. Remember the baby talks with John Travolta and Chrissy Alley?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah, you showed me that movie, and it was fucking incredible. We watched it at your house.
Yeah, well, there's a second one where the potty training happens.
I always forget that's the title of it. Oh, my God. And this is Look Who's Talking To.
Yeah, and the toilet goes, give me your pee-pee.
Give me your pee-pee.
Hey, you little pisser. I'm talking to you.
Oh, no, what is that?
Hey, you're supposed to give me some pee-pee. Where's that pee-pee? We're talking about pee-pee here. I need that pee-pee.
Oh, no, Mr. Toilet Man.
Listen, I've had it with you. You better give me that pee-pee. Give it to me, for the next time you sit on me, I'm going to bite off your tushy. Yes. Yes.
Can we watch that?
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Sure, yeah, that totally.
Every time we meet, we watch Look Who's Talking.
And then you have to watch the third Look Who's Talking at some Christmas sharing experience.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Okay.
That's so stupid.
All right. So whenever we change Dawson's diaper, we say, give me your pee-pee.
Give me your pee-pee. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. The other day, I literally could not fall asleep because I was dealing with an issue at work. Do you guys ever do this before you go to bed and you're replaying a conversation that you haven't even had yet with someone?
Yeah.
And you're just like,
and you're
this
like,
is what I would say.
You're like making
and if they
faces
respond,
and you're like,
yeah.
I'm like, what? They're not here. Why would he say that?
Yeah, if they respond this way, this is what I'll say. Yeah. But if they respond this way, this is what I'll say. And I'm like, what in the heck am I wasting time? Like, I should be sleeping right now. And so if you are like me and your thoughts just start racing before bed or potentially in the most inopportune moments, I'm telling you, BetterHelp is here to help. Mm-hmm. It turns out one great way to really make those racing thoughts go away is to talk them through. So if you don't have anyone to talk through thoughts like that with, or maybe you do have friends and family, but when they're busy, they're sick of hearing what you're going to say, or they're just not an objective POV.
No? Mm-hmm.
That therapy is a place that therapy gives you a place to essentially do that. And you can talk through your negative thought cycles and make sense of them and really control them and not let them control you.
And what's kind of nice is, what Naz was saying about like falling asleep, you can actually schedule your therapy sessions to be rather late at night. So you can kind of like talk your feelings out like before you go to bed and before you unwind. So you don't have to lay there being like, oh God, oh God. So you already get it all out.
Oh yeah, that's a really good point. So it's all online, guys. And if you don't like hit it off with your therapist, you can always just choose a new one because therapy or, you know, finding a good therapist is kind of like dating. If you need a break from your thoughts, you can do it with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/get it today for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. All right. So my next I don't get it is, you guys, who are the people in this world?
I don't know. I don't like them.
Who are the people who put on their bumper stickers crooked?
Oh, I thought you were going to stop there and just say,
who are the people in this world?
Actually, what mushrooms did you do at Dini?
Who are these people?
I want to talk like that.
That's what I say. I'm like, who lives on earth?
Who are these people?
I think about that all the time when I'm in an airport. I'm like, all these people have lives.
I know. And then you know what? I'm going to be a nicer person. I'm like, I'm going to really care about everyone's story because everyone's gone through shit. And then there's traffic. And I say, fuck all these people.
Yeah. What's weird is that, like, we'll never be able to experience what life is outside of, like, our own body. Like, we won't ever, like, even though, like, I think that Lauren in the inside is probably
reincarnation.
I know, but, like, not in this lifetime. In this lifetime, we will never be able to understand. I know. What it's
and
like
we'll never understand each other. Like, we just won't, because we're not in each other's bodies and we don't have each other's brains and experiences and all the things.
It's crazy. So weird. But back to bumper sticker people.
Okay, like, so what's bumper sticker people?
I don't know. Who are the people that put their bumper stickers on crooked?
Crooked. Oh, I thought you were just going to stop at bumper sticker. Did
oh,
you
no,
see
no,
a crooked
no.
bumper
I'm
sticker
okay with bumper
recently?
Stickers, but
I'm not okay with bumper stickers.
Do you not see people that have just crooked bumper stickers on all the time?
I live in LA. What I see in LA is customized license plates, which brings me so much joy.
Vanity plates. I love them.
What are they called? Vanity plates?
Yeah, that's I had them through
I know you have
my
one.
Childhood.
Yeah, I've never had one. Doubles. But in LA they're the best. Like, every single person has one except for me.
Well, you should get one. I can see you having one.
What should mine be?
But nobody has a strong opinion on crooked bumper stickers?
Probably.
I can't imagine any of our listeners being the people that just slap a bumper sticker on without any care.
Well, usually when you see a crooked bumper sticker, there's lots of bumper stickers surrounding it.
No, that's why I was weirded out, because just on one drive in traffic, there were multiple people that had nice cars and just a few bumper stickers, like two. And they were crooked.
I don't know. I mean, you really got one attempt with a bumper sticker. So
and
if
it
you
wasn't,
mess it up.
It was really the bumper sticker and not your, like, point of view that was crooked.
These are people who don't suffer from anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Andrea.
Yeah. These are people who literally just go with the
They're
flow.
They're like, you know, that's good enough. All right, on to the next mission.
These are good enough people.
What did the bumper sticker say? I think that is very telling.
Oh, well, I mean, they're always.
Is it like save the earth? Is it like the war on is it war on drugs or
see bumper sticker is a very touchy subject, because there people have strong opinions about what they're putting on their car.
But let's not be controversial in saying that, like, you put your college on there.
Okay, there you go.
So if you put your college bumper sticker on there, like, wouldn't you want to have pride in, like, it being straight?
Yeah,
and put it on with care.
Now, my other bumper sticker question is, why do people say baby on board? Are you really going to drive better surrounding a car that has baby on board?
Of course.
I saw a funny bumper sticker yesterday. It was no babies on board, so feel free to rear end me.
No way.
I was like, that is so funny, because that's what I always think. I'm like, I'm going to not hit anyone, hopefully. I'm just obviously not going to. I'm going to try my best always not to hit the car in front of me, you know?
For that one time when you purposely rear-ended that person in New York City, which
Wait,
we've discussed.
Purposely rear-ended?
I did not purposely.
Totally discuss this.
Lauren, that's... You have
She had road rage.
I had road rage.
Are there support groups for that?
But my road rage is so much better now. It was so bad then, because we were driving from Jersey into the city, like, every
Lauren was in
night.
Traffic and she had to get to the club.
No, not to get the to the club.
But I will say, Jersey to New York,
Jersey
or
to
New York anywhere. I think New York traffic is the worst. I don't care what anyone says when people come
I agree,
to LA. I'm like,
I
New York
totally
traffic's
agree.
Worse. And I will
Way
mark
more
anyone in that debate.
I will,
it's
I will
so
support
inducing.
You as your vice president in
and
that debate.
Because you're going
thank
on
you,
bridges and tunnels, like, this
tunnels,
shit is scary.
And the sounds, people are walking through the cars. ambulances. I'm like, at least in LA, I'm just fucking sitting.
You're just sitting in traffic.
Sitting.
And you're like, that is like kind of nature.
Yeah.
New York traffic is like a scene out of the day. What is it?
The day after tomorrow?
Yeah. It's like a scene from there. It's like if Tom Cruise ran by my car going like this, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that track. The world is fucking ending because I'm in New York now.
That's so funny.
Such funny times.
So, that's the only time
That's the one time that Lauren purposely rear-ended somebody.
Because there was a boy
There was a boy to see, and then she was taking me on a fucking double date with
I was just trying to get you laid,
Ashley said with a not boy to see.
I was trying to get you married, okay?
Yeah, and it was like we knew that that wasn't going to be the marriage. But anyway, there was a cute cop that pulled us over. There was a cute cop that pulled us over.
Yeah, there was.
And he didn't charge Lauren for any intentional bumpering.
It's like so bridesmaids.
It's because I have my waterline black.
What a comedy moment. You're so funny.
It's so good. It should all be our intention to bring everything we talk about full circle.
Yeah.
That is a great new goal.
Look who's talking now.
You guys, I think that would be good exercise for our brains.
It really would be.
That's what you do in improv.
Yeah,
I'm actually really good at that.
Jared Freed would have been very excited about
that. I have such an incredible skill to do that. Like, I feel like when I'm flirting or doing that, like, I'll bring up something from... I did that on a date. A guy took me to see John Mayer this Saturday.
Oh, very
amazing.
Cute.
And...
Was it Aiden?
It was Aiden.
It was Aiden.
Exactly. Aiden took me to see John Mayer.
Yeah.
Wow, my life is so goddamn predictable. Anyways, I'm over this.
When I'm like, I haven't felt this way in a long time, but when I was flirting, my synapses were fucking firing fast. My brain has never been smarter.
My
faster.
Brain has always been slow. That's why I fucking hate flirting. Because I'm a writer. It's like, can I flirt with you via a novel? I can write you an essay after this and I'll respond to all your things. So quirky.
Here's my lazy brain that has no synapses firing ever right now. I look back on the days and I'm like, what was I doing? What was I saying even? But it all was great. It was all my grading material.
Lauren, you unlocked such an incredible thing of dating that no one ever taps into, and it's the ability to banter is so fun. And I am such a natural flirt in general. I flirt with everyone, women, men. I'm a playful and flirty, and I just feel like it's the best feeling when you say something.
Yeah, you're like, God, they're gonna think about me later on.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly.
This is why I was who I was in The Bachelor, because I was like, okay, so when I like someone, I'll have nothing cute to say.
And I have nothing to say to anyone right now, but I think someone's hot. I'm like, God damn, you boy. Who's you?
I'm like, hey, boy.
Hey,
where are you going with that face?
Yeah, literally.
Hey, Naz, have you cooked in your caraway yet?
Okay, I love this question because caraway is the most aesthetically pleasing cookware, which I have mentioned on the podcast previously that I just have out for decoration. However, Ashley, they have a whistling tea kettle that I have now. And because it's fall, I've been making yummy chais and it is so pretty. And so I have actually been using my caraway cookware this fall, even though I haven't necessarily been cooking in it. But I did see a girl on social media recently post I don't know if you guys are into curry. We all eat Indian. I think you are.
Yeah.
I love curry. Okay. Yeah. We are fans of curry and Indian food on this podcast. And this girl posted this video and she was in caraway, she was stirring this amazing curry that was bubbling up. And she was it's fall. It's time for curry. And I was oh, it's fall. It's time for food.
Is it a girl dinner?
Girl dinner.
It's a girl dinner.
Okay. Well, not only are they aesthetically pleasing cookware, we have the bakeware, Lauren and I, and Naz has the cookware. They are all non-toxic products. So it makes the cozy season stay safe and stylish. So non-toxic. So it's chemical-free, ceramic coating so that your food can be prepared in peace. So there's no hard to pronounce chemicals that are going to leach on to your healthy ingredients that you're cooking in the pots and pans.
It's just naturally slick. So you don't have to use so much butter or oil. And it also in turn makes you healthy. So basically, caraway makes you healthy. And over 50,000 people have raved about their Caraway kitchen, and now it's time for you to try for yourself. So visit carawayhome.com/get it to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/get it or use the code get it at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
So funny. I have the greatest I don't get it to conclude my list of the week.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
Because I feel like you guys are going to have a lot to say about it.
Okay.
But not to make it too big of a deal. I can't believe we haven't broached this before.
Wow.
Calories on the menu. Do you like it or not?
Oh, very good question. Mm. Very, very fantastic.
Actually, this is like a Lorne Iconetti.
Yeah.
it's I don't get that it. Good.
Yeah, that was ding, ding, ding. Wow, I got to bring my A game at some point.
You know, the mind is a powerful thing. So if you see 2,000 calories and you say, I'm going to do it, your body will retain all 2,000 calories. But if it's an imaginary calorie and you just like, oh, I want the fettuccine Alfredo and it's like 4,000 calories, your brain and your body will not process it as such.
I like that thought.
I actually agree with Lauren, like on a scientific level. Mm-hmm. It's like if you eat ice cream and you already feel guilty about it, like I think your body energetically will absorb it and gain weight from it. If you're like, this is fine. This is literally how the Iconettis have gotten through like eating every ingredient. They're like, this chicken parmesan is actually a salad.
Yeah.
It's a salad. It's a salad with chicken.
We manifest the salad or the chicken tenders into. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, manifesting chicken tenders.
So, I guess ultimately, particularly Lauren and I, don't care about the menu calories.
I prefer not to see it because I'm going to order it anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I personally, I was reading an article recently about how it's not a scam, but like how it's somewhat of a racket, even calorie counting, because we really should be more concerned with the ingredient, how many ingredients and what's going in your body. So like if you look at the back of a nutrition label and you're buying, let's say, a bag of chips and there's like 20 ingredients in it, it's like you're ingesting 20 things. So to me, I'm like, spaghetti and meatballs is three ingredients, sauce, spaghetti and meatballs. It can't really be that bad unless you eat it every day, all the time, every day.
There's definitely two camps on this, especially when you talk to nutritionists. Some will say exactly that, which I can get on board with. And I can get on board with the next thing, too, which is some people will just be like, well, maybe not nutritionally, but like gaining weight or losing weight. It'll be like, it's just about calories in and calories out.
Yeah. Yeah. So true.
But to me, that's not health. That's
weight,
right?
Yeah, it's not health.
Right?
I'm not talking
about
health.
It's a difference between weight and health, right?
Yeah, yeah,
it's like, oh, yeah, well, you can eat 4 chocolate chip cookies a day, and that'll be your calorie count.
Dr. Nazarian on My 600-Pound Life is always basically like, well, actually, I don't know. He's just like, you got to eat just essentially protein, but he's like, just keep it under 800 calories a day. Just keep it under 800 calories a day. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. Just keep it under 800 calories. So, if you're like in a place where you need to lose weight for your health, you know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
In an emergency situation.
Yeah. And it's why Weight Watchers works. It's like you can have fun, you know, as long as you're just doing your points. I personally would rather just put good stuff in my body.
Yeah.
Unless it's the occasional like dessert or McDonald's that I want to eat.
The counting, the calories on the menu.
I get bloaty and feel gross.
Is like, I mean, I guess it's nice. Sometimes.
On menus like Panera, I don't mind calories.
Actually,
on
do
fast
you still
casual,
eat at Panera?
Yeah. But
do you guys both eat at Panera? Still?
I don't go to Panera.
Like,
very
I'm not like
often.
It's not going
to
be like a first choice, but like I'll do
I would
it.
Never eat at Panera.
You're going to die in Rhode Island. You're also going to die in Rhode Island.
It's like
I've been to Rhode Island with you guys.
But Panera is the freshest thing that you can get.
The freshest place.
That's why
it's very sad.
I really struggle going anywhere, especially New York. It's actually really hard to find. Like, I forget how blessed I am to, like, be able to go to fucking Erewhon every day and eat their bar with, like, no bad shit in it. Like, it's so hard to find food that
there's
in the country.
There's one Sweetgreen now in Cranston. They opened a Sweetgreen, and it's like people are like, did you have kale for the first time?
Wait, Ashley, you should, like, kale for the first time.
Yeah.
Ashley, you are so sassy today.
Ashley's like, people like, wow, did you have kale for the first time?
They're like, there are these things. They're orange, and you put them in salad. They're called carrots.
No.
Stop, are you? Oh, my God.
No, I'm totally kidding now. But, like, that's the extent of it. No,
yeah, we think about, die. Like, what starting. Do I need to like, get, like, produce shipment out there?
I was going to say, like, Naz, you got to, like, send something out
don't
there.
Don't you buy quinoa or something?
You can buy quinoa there.
You eat quinoa. I found. You know what I had yesterday on a plane? Often, speaking of quinoa?
Quinoa?
Guys.
Quinoa was such a moment.
United, our moment of the week. On United yesterday, I had what they called a cookie. But listen to this. It was only 30 calories and it tasted like a crunch bar. It was crunchy, dry quinoa coated with chocolate. Yeah. And it tasted like a crunch.
You never had that until now?
No. I've never had that either.
So good.
I can't fucking eat anything because I can't eat soy, and soy's in fucking all.
So it's in every granola bar.
It's in everything. Yeah. Corn.
Yeah.
But I did have it one time, Ashley, when I was starving and I was just like, I have to eat this. And it is so good. I had like
three of them.
It was
amazing.
I'm excited to have those.
I'm going to get some of them.
They are good. United is starting to have at least some healthier snacks. They have those Stellar pretzels too, which has vegan butter, but still has fucking canola oil in it. But those pretzels are really yummy.
You know how I feel about pretzels.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You're anti-pretzel. I forgot you're anti-pretzel.
All right. Anybody else have any I don't get it?
I don't get it. So I would love next week, Andrew, if you can remind us that I realized Saturday I was having a really funny convo at the John Mayer concert about all these things that I'm anti. Because Aiden does like yoga, and I was in a yoga conversation. I was like, yeah, I'm anti-yoga.
I'm anti-yoga.
I was like, it's not a sport. I was like, and I went,
of course.
No, I know, but
you don't think
off.
It's an exercise?
I just went off. Like, it was more me being comedic. It's not okay, like any of this is serious. Like, I was speaking in hyperbole, but I was
her
like,
synapses were firing, Ashley. Yeah.
My synapses were firing.
Sorry,
I was like,
I can't relate.
I was like, pickleball, not a sport, a game. And I was just going off. But anyways, I was saying they were bringing up a lot of different things. And I was like, oh, I'm anti that. So I think it'd be really funny if next podcast we talked about things that we are anti.
Okay.
Because okay. Well,
that's
like
technically a don't get it.
And we'll
it
keep it on comedic level because like we're not going to dive too deep into it. Because like,
yeah, it's not a real thing. It's like strictly like, hyperbole in your brain. Why you're
automatic
anti-
flushers.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I'm anti yoga, I think. But I would go to yoga class.
I'm anti welcome parties at weddings, even though Ashley had before.
I'm anti weddings. Okay. Okay, we'll save it. You guys know how we spend a bunch of money for the holidays. Mm. Like it's just like,
yeah,
it's like
Halloween for sure.
It's like the amount of lately, and it's not the holidays.
Hey, no, it's not the holidays. And then when it comes to October, November, you're like, oh, I got to buy a gift for this person. And oh my God, I got to say thank you to this person. And it's Christmas and it's Hanukkah and all these things. Well, it is the time for you, my friends who are listening right now, to invest in just listening to us talk about Rocket Money, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that basically finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and it monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills all in one place. So you could literally just save money by like signing up for Rocket Money. I got an email the other day that was like, you know when you get charged for like random apps you buy on your phone and you forget emails, that you bought it? And it was like, this went through and I'm like, oh, I want my $6.99 back. I didn't want to spend that.
Oh my God, that's so true. My Rocket Money just told me this week that it was like, it had me pay for my cable bill, guys, but we had just signed up for YouTube TV a couple days earlier. And I was like,
oh, the worst.
No, I missed that date. So now, you know,
it's the worst.
Well, now I'm going to use the cable for the next month since I paid for it, and then I'll cancel it. Thank you, Rocket Money, for letting me know, though, of course.
Thank you, Rocket Money. We love
Thank
you.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
So that I don't have you. To like continue to waste the money, but
stop wasting your money on things you don't use, just like cable. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. rocketmoney.com/get it. Okay, let me check my list. Naz, did you go on any other date but John Mayer date?
I didn't. Date with Aiden was great. Still no kiss. Fourth time hanging.
No way.
Wait, 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 no.
Naz, this is so fucking weird.
This is crazy.
I'm so glad you're open to talking about this on the pod.
I've never. She knows he's eaten. I'm gonna get fucked.
No.
It's,
I think he'd be down for you talking about it. He'd be like, "Yeah, express yourself. I'm eating."
Guys, I'm kind of okay with it, oddly, because I think we both really like each other as humans, and I think we're trying. This is my perception. I think we're both trying to figure out if it's worth crossing that line because it's because I think he's so great and I know he thinks I'm so great. But at the same time, it is kind of crazy. I've never hung out just with a guy one-on-one intimately this long and never, but I'm like down for it. I'm like life experience, you know.
Does your vagina feel like any throbbing or anything?
Does he touch your waist?
Yeah, she said he touches her waist.
We did touch at the concert. Yeah.
We had, do you touch your hand?
Yeah, he actually put earplugs in my ears for me because I couldn't do it with my... Did you guys know that I had never known how to put in earplugs until this weekend? I didn't know you're supposed to twist. My whole life, I would try and stick just the whole smushy in, thing, and it never worked. And I was like, how does everyone wear earplugs? My whole life. And he was like, you're supposed to twist it. And then I tried, but with my fucking Gel-X, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And so he twisted and put it in my ear, and that was a form of foreplay, to be honest.
That 100%
that may
very
gross
intimate.
You out. That may gross you out, but we did get, So, you
I
know.
I like that.
No kiss, but earplug plugging.
Wow. I can't Anyways, believe so. Cool. Did you guys like, did he drive you home or how was the situation?
Yeah, drove me home, but I had like a really early flight the next day and we sat in a box seat and you know, when they have food, oh my God, I have to tell you guys that, you know how they have like all the catering in like a box seat, like at an arena or whatever. So I had like garlic and stuff. So honestly, you know, when you feel like, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't. I hope it this wasn't doesn't go time. Anywhere tonight.
Yeah,
honestly.
I was like, actually, this is fine, and yeah. I was exhausted because John Mayer was like, the show was running so late. John Mayer didn't go on until like 11.
Jesus, John.
Yeah, like
what?
It was,
isn't that wrong? Yeah. Wait, what? Where was it?
It was Eric Clapton's Crossroads. So Eric Clapton actually like brings together some of the best guitarists for 2 days. It's really cool. Like Sheryl Crow was there.
What venue was it?
Staples Center. I have to call it Staples Center, but it's Crypto.com Arena.
That's
but anyways,
wrong.
You guys,
that's just wrong.
But it's just wrong. You guys would laugh at this. So at the buffet, they had a carrot cake, which is, you guys know I hate cake, but I fucking love carrot cake. I'm like cake kick. Like once I have a bite of it, I want it every day. Oh. But so there was carrot cake and then there was a chocolate cake and it said on the signs, vegetarian. And I was going around, Lauren, with my synapses and like I had like a little drink, you know, and I was like, I was really feeling myself and I knew I was like being really funny. And I was like, has anyone had the vegetarian carrot cake? Like, how's the vegetarian chocolate cake?
Like, not like the Phoebe not like the Rachel Green, you know, cake. You know, the Rachel Green cake with the beef in it. Yeah.
But wait, so did they mean vegan?
No, it wasn't vegan. It had dairy in it. It was a vegetarian.
Okay.
And Aiden and I had the funniest conversation about it. And I was like, you could technically go to an Italian restaurant and be like, can I have the vegetarian pasta, please?
Yeah, that's very funny.
So I'm going to start calling a lot of unnecessary things vegetarian.
That is the most LA hilarious thing. Now, I was going to ask, so if you're on a fourth date,
Third date, fourth hang.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
And you think that like the first kiss could happen. Did you drink in preparation for this?
I don't really drink ever anymore.
Well, I know,
I had like one free drink there and I had like a sip of it, but I actually stayed sober. But you know when you're in a box with a bunch of people? So I knew it wasn't going to happen
there. You
can't
even drink. I wouldn't even feel it if I feel it.
But
like
who wants to make out there when you're like sitting next to someone right
there? You're not
going to
make out there.
Like,
you're not gonna make
I kind of knew it wasn't going to happen there anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
But then like what about when you say goodnight? It's all about when you say goodnight and getting separate cars.
But it was like 1 a.m. He had a 7 a.m. flight. I had like garlicky breath.
And you gave a hug?
Yeah, we hugged, yeah. But it didn't. I don't know.
Did you lead in with the hug? Did you go when I told you?
I did it 90-10. I didn't do what you told me because my breath.
You weren't ready.
I wasn't ready. I was like, I don't need this right now anyway.
If he's ready, he's probably going to plan something a little more, like a picnic on the beach or something.
Oh, and then it gets so awkward and so nervous.
That is,
and then you're just like,
and then you're like looking around, like, do I look at you now?
Because if I look in the eyes, oh God, I'm so glad I don't have to do this anymore. And I'm so glad you're better than this, better than
I
was at this.
I love it. I feel like this is the leading edge of life. This is like,
this
is feeling alive. This is like,
I know. You're right. You're right.
So awkward.
Sometimes I want to be able to feel what that's like. And then sometimes I'm just so happy I don't have to.
In true big fashion, I haven't heard from Big, so clearly I want to fucking hang out with him so bad.
Oh, gosh.
TBD, TBD.
Well, we'll find out about that next week.
I have, I'm still feeling positive about it.
Me too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, guys, until we have our next kiss update, I've been Ashley. That's how I sign up on OnlyFans.
And DeAndrea, do not market it as such, because then I will not be able to share my life. Yeah.
All right.
And well, I can't wait to see you guys next week.
We'll see you next.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Okay, bye, guys.
Okay, see ya.